USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we've experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. China slammed the United States for imposing barbarous sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong. In the toughest action by the United States on Hong Kong since China imposed the sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington sanctioned a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader. The move came after President Donald Trump's administration forced Chinese internet giants TikTok and WeChat to end all operations in the United States. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Just over 97,000 children have now tested positive for the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Out of almost 5 million reported COVID-19 cases in the United States, the group found that more than 340,000 were children. In New York City, home to the nation's largest school district, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a return to in-person schooling in the fall and pledged that his officials have worked incessantly to get it right. 30 children have died of the coronavirus in the month of July. Pressure to get kids back into the classroom has left superintendents in more than 13,000 different school districts across the country to figure out how to keep children safe amid a myriad of public health advisories and how to handle learning differences. Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's license at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.